I'm going to read it to you from the Bible. It's okay if I read the Bible tonight. Y'all won't throw me out if I read the Bible with you. I'm not going to do like that fellow selling no Bible. Say, Bible. And the guy was sort of hesitant. He said, and then he said, read it to you. He's now out by it. They're trying to figure out how he got number one salesman. He asked, you want to buy a Bible? And then you want me to read it to me about that Bible? So I'm going to read from the Bible today. Hallelujah. Now listen to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Under the shadows of the Almighty. Look what he said. I will say. Who will say? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely, not maybe, but surely. Isn't God awesome? That's what he wanted to get at. That's why he said, I don't care how simple you are. If you will trust me, if you will come to me and dwell in the secret place, you'll make me your refuge, your fortress, your God. If you'll trust me, surely, 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 surely. Not maybe, surely. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover you. If God cover you, who can uncover you? He shall cover thee with his feather, and his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Praise God. Moving right along, back in Proverbs. Oh, you simple, understand wisdom. You fool, be of understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak an excellent thing. The opening of my mouth shall be, my lips shall be right thing, for my mouth shall speak what? Truth. And wickedness is and an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. Verse 9. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. And there is nothing false or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that... Ooh, do you hear that? They're all plain to him that understandeth. And then back up here in this... In verse 3, let's see. In verse 5, he said, be of an understanding heart. I'm not going to speak something to you that's confusing. I'm not going to speak something to you that you can't understand. What I speak to you, I'm going to enlighten you on what I said. You can understand this. Hallelujah. And why did James say, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only? Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only? He said, verse 9 said, They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him that finds knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver. What do most people go after first? Silver? Money? Huh? You put money before God. That's wrong. He said, come, go after me, come after me, seek me, and I'll give you all the other stuff. Huh? Did not he say in Matthew 633, what? Seek ye first what? And his righteousness. And then the rest of the thing, he never told you to put money first. Now notice what it says. He says here in verse 10, receive my instruction, not silver. Receive my instruction and not silver. And knowledge rather than choice gold. For Wisdom is better than rubies. You know what rubies are? Stone. What we call precious stone, priceless stone. I was looking, flashed through the other day, other night, you know, it had a channel called Gold Rush. They're out there digging for gold and stones and marble. But wisdom is better than rubies. You know, some people have these big rocks on their finger and stuff, and they count that as being real precious. Not that you can't have it, but you just don't put it before God. Just don't put it before God. Amen. So wisdom is more precious than that. And then he said in the rest of verse 11, it said, and all the thing that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Our wisdom dwell with pruned. What is a pruned person? I like to say a person that behaves himself wisely. He wise in what he does, pruned. He doesn't act silly in his dealing, in his talking, in his doing. Pruner is a wise person. Hallelujah. Pruner. And now notice, and find out knowledge of what? With it. By the word, let me go on read and I'll come back.